Ceratosaurus, although a pretty nasty predator, was not really suited for taking on adult-sized stegosaurs or those long-necked sauropods found at the site. Certainly, it could scavenge off of the bodies if they were already dead, but most of the teeth marks in the bones were much wider than the teeth of Ceratosaurus, and they went much deeper into the bones than I think a Ceratosaurus could have bitten. So there's no way Ceratosaurus was a predator that left the majority of these teeth marks.
Ceratosaurus may not have been capable of biting through bone, but there's no doubt it was a successful predator that killed at will. Its remains have been found around the world, which is unusual. This prehistoric monster literally dominated the Earth.
We know it lived in Western North America, but recent discoveries have shown it also lived in Europe, in Portugal and Spain. Close relatives of it lived in South America, and there's even traces that it might have lived in Africa, so sort of a wide-ranging dinosaur.
Ceratosaurus may be found all around the world, but it's still a very rare dinosaur to come across. Trying to decipher what had happened here, paleontologists had to consider the question, did these dinosaurs hunt in packs?
There's no real evidence yet that it lived together in groups. But those horns tell us something. Those horns, they're not for attack, they're for display. And if you're going to have a display structure, that means at least on occasion you get together and you show off to each other, say, look at me, I've got the biggest horn. So at least some of the time these guys got together in groups.
When you look at the moderate size of Ceratosaurus and then you compare that to the enormous sizes of the herbivores that lived with it, I can only draw one conclusion, and that is these predators needed to hunt cooperatively in groups. There's just no way they could take down large herbivores by themselves. The fact that so few have been found makes it hard to say with certainty that they hunted in groups, but I have no problem believing that they did, simply from a survival standpoint.
To further understand, CAT scans were conducted on the skull of Ceratosaurus. The results were intriguing.